Gitten per Gvav Mishnah Beis. Ho Isha Sha'omro Hiskabel Ligiti. A woman who says that her get was Niskabel. What she's saying is that her get was Niskabel Yidei Ploini. The reason why she has to claim that is because the get never landed in her hands. If she'd have the get, the evidence of the Gerushin having taken place is the fact that a shtar is Biyad HaMekabel. Same way a Malva that's holding on to a shtar, you say that the shtar got there from the Loiva, even if the Loiva denies it. So if the husband denies that the get was given, Lamaisa, the proof is in the pudding that the get is in the Isha's hands. What happens if you have to rely on her word? She doesn't have the get. She says the get was ripped up, the get was destroyed, but she does say Hiskabeli Giti. So there, in order to be matzdik what she's saying, to be believed, she has to have Edim that stand behind the fact that the Edim know that the get was given to the Shliach, and with that, she was Nizgarish. So for that, Tzvicha Shtei Kite Edim, Shnayim She'emim B'faneinu Amro, she needs two Edim on the Minui, that Ploini was appointed to be a Shliach for her, a Shliach Kabbalah with the Koyach, to be Mekabel the get for her, U'Shnayim She'emim B'faneinu Kibbal, to say the get was Nizgarish. Now, of course, you could have the same Edim, they could double up, and they could say, we heard the Minui, and we saw the Kabbalah Saget. But the Chiddush over here is that you can even separate them. There's a sugya, a famous sugya in Bava Kama, and in Bava Basa, and Bava Kama Staf Ayin, Bava Basa Staf Nun Vav, that talks about an Eidus on a Chatzi Dover. L'moshel, Ketana, becoming a Gedoyla, has to be maybe Shtei Cyrus. That's a simon of physical maturity. So what happens if one Eid sees one simon, and the other Eid sees the second Sar? That's not called an Eidus, because each Eid is not really, each Eidus, two Eidim on one and two Eidim on the other, are not seeing something. One Sar is nothing. We don't call this Chatzi Eidus, because we see the Eidus that there was a Minu Shliach as a Gantz Eidus, and we see the Eidus as a Kabbalah HaShlichus, a Kabbalah HaGet, as a separate Eidus. So we have two Eidus in over here. Two said that there was a Minui. Two other Eidusin said that there was the Maisa of the Nesinas Get Miyad HaBaal Biyodo. Biyodo over here being the Yad of the Shliach. Vikara, the reason why we have no evidence in the flesh, is because the Get was ripped up. Afilu Heino Rishonim Veheino Acharonim. Even if the Eidus is the same Eidus. Now what we just said is that there's somewhat of a Chiddush that you could separate. You could have two Eidim on the first Chelik, the Minui, and two Eidim on the second Chelik, on the Nesinas Haget. So why over here are you saying Afilu, that there's a Chiddush, if the one Kat Eidus is the Eidus on the Minui and on the Kabbalah Saget? So the Mepharshim bring, the Sefer brings B'Shem Duran, that over here there's a Chiddush a little bit the other way on a practical level. Generally speaking, if a fellow is sending a Shliach, or is sending the get, durch shlichus, that means he's giving the get to somebody to be mekabel for, it's because they're in different places. Not mistaba that you have the same edim on the minui and on the nesinas haget. Normal they take place in two different places. Afilu heinu rishonim v'acharonim, there's also a chiddush neder. Echem na rishonim v'echem na acharonim v'echod mitzta'arif imohem. There's one and one, and there's one that was there on both. So you would say maybe it sounds like a psevaita edus, but edus is edus. You believe the edus. So b'chol ha'ifin, we have Eidus over here that there was a successful Nesinas Haget, she's considered Megureshes. Naira HaMoirosa, this is a different halacha, but it's important. Naira HaMoirosa, we had in Nidorim a lot about the dichotomy of a Naira HaMoirosa. She really has two Rishuyas on her. She's an Isha of her husband, but she does have on her a certain, she retains a certain Bailus to her father. And that's why he can be made for Nidorim. The husband and the father can be made for together. Be'etzim, she's stolen the father's Rishus, because she never really went to the husband's Rishus. Therefore, since she's only Meiros and she's stolen the father's Rishus, he v'avir mekablos gita. The father's Yad is considered v'nosam biyodo. Why? Because his Yad is her Yad of Rishus. The same way he can create the Kedushin, he can be mekabel to get. Am Rav Yehuda, no. Ein shtei yadayim zeiches ke'echos. Two yodos can't be the yad that's considered the kim of inosam biyodo. Elo, avia mekabels gita bavad. If Yudas has a chiddush, even though she's a gedoyla, she could be kainah, she could be makna, she could buy, sell, she could do any kechalois. But her father, legabe ishus, is her sole rishus. Same way she can't be mekadosh herself. What do you mean? She can make kinyanim. Why can't she be mekabel kedushin? She can't, because she's in the rishus of her father, legabe ishus. So too, she's in the rishus completely of her father, legabe the kabbalah seget. The vinosam biyodo is really, in that case, his yad. V'chol she'en yichol lishma es gito, en yichol lizgash, it's a separate halacha. A ketano should be able to become migureshes. Why? Because her father will be mekabel the get for her. She doesn't need to be a yad to poil the geishin. The father's mekabel the geishin. But a migureshes is the pshat that b'metzias ayideh the geishin, she's no longer living with the husband. If she was b'shus the husband, and now the v'shulcha mibeisa is a meaningless term because she's not enough of a badass to know she's in the v'shus of the father or not, so it's not a problem that's the chalois ageishin. The problem is that that's not a geishin, it's not a metzias ageishin. Now there is a chiddush over here. Kol she'en yichol lishma is gito, that she can't become a gureshes, l'chayru is her state. Why don't we say that if she's a katana, so the father, she goes back to her father's v'shus, and she's nishmar, and she's called v'shulcha mibeisa, she's nishmar lishma is gitoi, ayidei her father. The poshut pshat in the Mishnah is that we're talking over here about a ketana, kol she'en yichol lishma is gito, is a very young age. We're not talking about a 9-year-old. We're talking about a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old. But over here, she doesn't have a father. Father was mekabel kedushin for her. She's living with the husband. The husband's megarish her. She doesn't have a father. Father died. So now she's a yisoyma. She doesn't have any way to be shemeres gita and v'shulcha mibesoy. Should be a reality unless her own das. She doesn't have das. Therefore, it's any yochel lishmas gita. You can't be megarish her. Another type of case would be where she was not a milreses. So she was no longer in the rishus of the father. She was already a ketana that was nichnas tachas hachupa. So she's completely yotzei mishus her father. At this point, the father can't be mekabel the get. If she's still in the rishus of the father can be mekabel the get, like we learned before. Either according to Tana Kama, she and the father can be mekabel the get. No. If Rebbe coin to Rebbe Yehuda, only the father can be mekabel the get. Kavu chayim, she's b'rishus her father. So she'd be called yochel lishma gita idei the father. But what happens if she was already a nesua? She completely left the rishus of the father. Even if her father's alive, that's afterwards what we call a yisoyme b'chay yovir. We have that musik. Where her father has no jurisdiction on her, she can't get married. Father can be mekabel kedushin as her. She was completely in the rishus of the husband. She doesn't go back to the father. The other way to read the Mishnah, it's machlek rishonim. You look at the Tos Yom Tov over here. Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis, Rashi, Tosvis. The other way to understand would be to say no. She's always called Eni Yechol Lishma Gito if she's too young. The age, by the way, is not a gedoyla. It doesn't have to be a 12-year-old. It's probably more like a 4 or 5-year-old. She doesn't know the difference between she's married to him or she's not married to him. A very young girl will be considered Eni Yechol Lishma Gito, despite the fact that she has a father. Befoil, she's Eni Yechol Lishma Gito. I'll just be moist of one more nekuda, is that the way we explain the Mishnah is the way the Rav explains it, the way the Tosfos Yom Tov explains it, and it's the way most Rishonim hold, that a Naira, this Machlokes Tanoim, the Tanakam and Reb Yehuda, who has the ability to take her get, a Naira HaMoiroso, that is, where she's still in the Rishus of the father, but a Ketano, less Mandapolik, she doesn't have a Yad of her own, the Avada, only her father can be Mekabel. However, there are Rishonim that hold that a Ketano, that's, again, of the age, Yechel Lishma is Gita, well, let's say she's a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old, over there she can be mekabel her get, she does have a yad, even though she's a ketana. Now, she might be in the rishus of the father, but it doesn't have to be a separate rishus, the kabel gita, because Hare, she's not doing anything, she's just being mekabel the get. It's not a steer to her father's ownership. The chiddush is, the father could be mekabel the get. The chiddush of the Mishnah only before is that the father could also be mekabel the get, even though she has an independent yad l'kinyan by a naira. And over there, the shaila is whether the two are a steer to each other, her and her father, whether yesh tayadayim yazoiches. That's the biur in this Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel. Ketana sha'omro hiskabel ligiti, a ketana that says to somebody, be my shlich kabbalah to be mekabel the get, ain't a get that she get liyado. The get is, of course, a ketana, a cotton, can be mamana shlich, the basic clause in shlichus. So the get's not a get, ad she agir the get liyodo. Now, we have a problem. the get is en route from whoever was the mailman, which he doesn't have a legal takeoff as a shliach, and the gerushin is not a gerushin. What's the status of that get, lemaisa, if it goes by non-affiliated person, liyoda? So let's see the hamshcha mishnah. Lefikach, im rotzo abal yachzor, shein kotnoise shliach. The avada, the gerushin, was not affected, like we just said. So memela avada, the husband could be, even though he gave it over to somebody, avada, he could be chozer. The Gemara has a problem, Dav Samach Kimmel, that the yad of the person who's not a shliach, because the same thing as putting the get on the ground. She didn't get the get biyoda from him. There's no menosim get biyoda. She took the get from somebody unaffiliated. He doesn't have a kerech legarish. That's called tli gitech me'al gabe karka. No difference between her picking up the get from the ground, the husband put it there, or between her getting it from somebody who's not a shliach. So the Gemara has to answer a chiddush that since over here he knows and she knows that she's a ketana, the husband knows that avada, the shliach that says, I'm here to accept the get on behalf of your wife, the ketana, the husband knows that he can't be, that she's not a shliach, that she can't be memana shliach, that is. So the stomius is that he meant to be memana this fellow as a shliach lohi locho, but then the gerushin is a gerushin only when it reaches the other. Avada can't be that the shliach is a shliach for her, she doesn't have a kayach shlichus. The husband, who's a godl, he can be memana shliach, the stomius is that he was. The father told the shliach, you should be a shliach for me. The father certainly has a koyach ha-shlichus. If he has a koyach to be mekabel her get, he has a koyach to be mana shliach. Because then he's a proper shliach lekabel, not a shliach lelocha. As soon as the husband puts the get biyodo, he's a shliach of the father. About the gerushin was already chal. Ho'imer. This is a husband telling the shliach. Ten getzeli ishti b'mokem ployni. He gives an instruction where to be megarish his get. Unasonalo b'mokem achir. If he spoke it out, that means there's a kpeda there. He wants that the gerushin should be in location X, not location Y. You do it in location Y, you're going against his shlichus. The shlichus is violated when it's not done in a way that's consistent with the rotzim of the mishaleach. But if the husband told the shliach, "Harehi b'mokem ployni, give this get to my wife. She's in location X." When the son lo b'mokem achir, kosher. Obviously, the pshat is that "Harehi b'mokem ployni" only means it's a maramokem. That's where you'll find her. But it's not a kpedo. It's not worded as a kpedo that he means to say you could only give it to her there. Ho isha sheomro his kabel ligiti b'mokem ployni. An isha that makes a shliach lohi kabolo, and she says to the shliach, "B'mekabel get." B'mokem ployni, the kiblu lo b'mokem achir bosel, same thing. It's a lesson of kpeda. L'chay is just a repeat, but the Mishnah has a tana chalekes. U'b'leza machshir. Because it's not stubber that the isha is makbid on where the get is to be given. The svara that the Rishonim say over here on Dev Samachay, the Rav Tesis on the rings, that there's a fundamental chil between a baal and the isha. The gerushin is done by the husband. The Torah was told of the gerushin bedasu b'mais of the ish. He's the makbid. How it's done, when it's done, where it's done. Her role is passive. So mele, her input is less mistaber that it comes with a kpeda. Hove ligiti mimokim ployni. Vevila mimokim acher kosher. Bring the get. What is this exactly? But let's first read the Mishnah. What's hove? Bring the get from that place. Kosher, that for sure is kosher. What the nature of this shlichus lahavo is not clear. Some Rishonim hold, it seems to be the Rambam's deya, is that really it's not a different term. All we have is a shlich l'kabola and a shlich l'holoka. Over here, what she's doing is, all she's doing is she's giving somebody a job. But rather, that person is going to need the koyach hashlichus from the husband to be a shlich lalocha. So, really, she's not doing anything. All she's doing is she's sending somebody on an errand to be a UPS boy. Avada, his job in lomdus is going to be mekoyach abal. So, the fact that she denoted mokum ployni, it's not totally in her kpeda. She's not doing anything here. If the husband would then to speak out a location, a place, a kpeda, so then it would be totally bidai toy. That's the Pashto reading of the Mishnah. L'maisa the Ran is a famous shtickle where the Ran is mechadish a musik called the Shliach Lahavo, where the Pashto reading of the Mishnah does sound like there's some type of minu shlichus. What is it? It's taka shliach mikoyach isha. The shliach mikoyach isha is not invested with her yad that the shliach can be mekabel the get representing her yad mikoyach yad habal. No, that is not. He's a shliach lahavo. He's a shliach to bring the get miyad habal. Now we have a problem that if the husband puts the get in the hand of an unaffiliated person who's not a shliach kabbalah, and that person's not a shliach lelok of the husband, so that's tligitach we spoke about before. So what gets around that is he's invested with enough of a koyach shlichus to represent the yad ha'isha. There was a ma'isin asina miyad habal liyad ha'isha. But even though the get is now biyad ha'isha, it's bitnai, the shlichus is wired, that the gerushin should only be chal when it reaches her hand. So in terms of tligitach, it's not tligitach, because there was a ma'isa v'nosam biyada from his hand to the shliach's hand. And the shliach is a representative of biyada. And therefore, over here, the kpeida of mimokim ploini, why isn't that a kpeida? It's a minu shlichus of the wife. And the answer has to be what we said before, that the level of kpeida of a woman is less than the kpeida of a man. The chiddush and lomdus of this shlichus, which Achrayim mutcher with, is that who says that there could be a biyodo, there's a chalois of a shlichus, where the yad of the shlich is yodo, and the gezhen shouldn't be chal right away. What is that? It's a tenai? Or it's some type of limitation that the shlichus, the shliach has a koich biyodo, it's biyodo, without a koich for that biyodo to shaft the chalois gerushin. Interesting, in between a shliach lohelocha, which is a shliach on the maisa gerushin, and a shliach kabbalah, which is a shliach on the biyodo, where when the get is biyodo, that creates the gerushin. Here's a shliach on biyodo without the koich to shaft the gerushin. That needs Hezber, and Rabbi Senu, Rabbi Ochber, and others are busy trying to define that.